They started gathering hours before Barack Obama was scheduled to speak. By the time he showed up at Berlin's Victory Column, Tiergarten Park was packed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
The White House hopeful said despite historic ties, Europe and the United States had drifted apart and forgotten what he described as a shared destiny. He called on the Europeans to play a bigger role in the fight against terrorism and take a greater share of responsibility for peace and stability in Afghanistan.
I recognize the enormous difficulties in Afghanistan. But my country and yours have a stake in seeing that NATO's first mission beyond Europe's borders is a success. For the people of Afghanistan and for our shared security, the work must be done. America can't do this alone. The Afghan people need our troops and your troops, our support and your support, to defeat the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, to develop their economy, and to help them rebuild their nation. We have too much at stake to turn back now.
Obama mentioned Iraq only briefly, saying as much as the world was divided over the war, it should unite in helping to rebuild the country.
Despite past differences, this is the moment when the world should support the millions of Iraqis who seek to rebuild their lives, even as we pass responsibility to the Iraqi government and finally bring this war to a close.
He spoke at length about America's historic ties to Europe, invoking the Berlin airlift, launched by the Allies after the former Soviet Union isolated the western part of the city.
Ours is a partnership that truly began 60 years ago this summer, on the day when the first American plane touched down at Tempelhof. On that day, much of this continent still lay in ruin. The rubble of this city had yet to be built into a wall. The Soviet shadow had swept across Eastern Europe, while in the West, America, Britain, and France took their stock of their losses.
Obama also called on the United States and Europe to send a message to Iran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.